Most cars have long ago left this lonely road west of Kingman. When the cars disappeared, so did many of the businesses. However, this old site came back to life, and now folks from around the world stop to visit. The story of that place and its significance today is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Today the road may seem to lead to nowhere.
People say, well, why did they build a road here? Well, in the Gold Road mine in its heyday, they had 4,000 people there. Oatman had over 6,000 people.
George Chicago works at what at first glance appears to be a lonely old gas station on what became Route 66.
In 1926, the first building was built. It was just a gas station is all it was.
The station was built west of Kingman, Arizona. As traffic increased, the business grew.
They built a gas station, they built a bar and restaurant, they had some cabins for people to stay.
It flourished until the interstate replaced the road and took a different path.
1958, I-40 went in. This stopped because this was the only road to Southern California at the time. So then when it stopped, this place stopped. 62, they quit selling gas, and in 64, they walked out. That was it. They couldn't make it work.
The building sat abandoned for decades.
In 1991, there was just a few pieces here left. They made a movie called Universal Soldier and built a scene and blew it up.
A gentleman named Ned Lecter traveled the route and became intrigued with the old site of the gas station and lodging.
He went by this several times. He started bugging the owners about in 96. He finally got it bought in 99, and he decided to build the building back to where it was. And he spent a lot of money and a lot of time, and here we are today.
Today, the station looks much as it did decades ago, a shining spot on the road to California. Traveling the countryside in Cool Springs, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.